Well, good afternoon, everybody. Today, from the Athletic Director's Office, members of the Blue Raider Athletic Association received an email from Director of Athletics Chris Massaro talking about the House versus NCAA decision and how it may affect Blue Raider Athletics. Quoting from his letter, it said, "While there are still more questions than answers, the path for all NCAA Division I schools has become clear. There's now a framework to build on, and while the settlement worked its way through the legal system, we have been reassessing our priorities and developing plans to best position ourselves both within Conference USA and nationally." Massaro goes on to say the vision of MTSU Athletics is to prepare our student-athletes for success through an unparalleled collegiate experience. It remains unchanged and has never been more applicable. The House settlement provides us with an opportunity to enhance the collegiate experience at MTSU. He says your continued support is critical to that end, and there are more tangible ways you can help the Blue Raiders thrive in the evolving environment. That is, one, to continue your support of the BRAA. Be active in your support by buying tickets. Explore third-party NIL partnerships and invest in world-class facilities through the Build Blue campaign. He says that he remains bullish on MTSU Athletics' future. Let's embrace it and go blue. That from a letter to BRAA members from Director of Athletics Chris Massaro. All right, track and field. Middle Tennessee student athletes named to the 2025 Conference USA Outdoor Track and Field Academic Team included Joel Eliakim, who earned his first all-academic selection, while Juan Lucas and Haley Gorham each received the honor for a second time following their recognition during the 2024 cross-country season. Eliakim is a sophomore public health major with a 3.76 GPA. Lucas is an aerospace major with a 3.9 GPA. And Gorham boasts a perfect 4.0 GPA also as an aerospace major. So congratulations to those three who have made the Conference USA all-academic track and field team. Women's volleyball has announced their 25 schedule, the fall of 25 schedule. It includes 28 total matches, 12 in Alumni Memorial Gym on the MTSU campus. The season will open with three non-conference tournaments, including the Big Dog Kickoff, hosted by Butler University in Indianapolis. The Blue Raiders will face Purdue, Fort Wayne, and Evansville before closing that event against the Bulldogs. Middle will return home for the Blue Raider Bash, welcoming Marist, UT Martin, and Mississippi State. And the final non-conference tournament will be in Oxford, Ohio, where the Blue Raiders will face Miami of Ohio, Duquesne, and Southern Indiana. So then into Conference USA play, that will begin on September 26th, 27th with a home series against Kennesaw State, followed by a road trip to Jacksonville State. Finally today, congratulations again to Abby Lee of the women's golf team, named the winner of the Spring Conference USA Spirit of Service Award. That was announced by the league office yesterday. The award honors student-athletes who continuously give back through community service endeavors, good academic standing, and participation in their respective sports. Award recipients are nominated by their institution. The full story is available today on GoBlueRaiders.com. All right, that's it for Friday. Everybody have a good and safe weekend. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Big G, WGNS.